For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially start until Friday, but a subtropical system called Alberto is heading toward the Gulf Coast. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
On the West Coast, it looks like we're going to get quite a bit of, on top of the rain, a lot of wind.
There's a tropical storm watch in effect, and this storm is expected to be a rainmaker. WWL's Dave Cohen is in New Orleans.
The threat of strong winds, heavy rains, and high surf, residents and visitors all along the Gulf Coast this Memorial Day weekend are being urged to keep an eye on Alberto.
We have to be prepared, and I just want the people to know that we are working with them.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. The cone of possible landfalls on Memorial Day stretches from Louisiana through Mississippi and Alabama across the Florida Panhandle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
President Trump has tweeted that the summit with North Korea may be back on again for June 12th.
We're talking to them now.
The president says both sides still want to have the summit and that it could even happen on the scheduled date next month. But Press Secretary Sarah Sanders wouldn't say whether senior aides will travel to Singapore this weekend to continue the planning.
We're going to be prepared if the meeting takes place on June 12th. As the president indicated, it still could this morning. We'll be ready one way or the other.
It looks like voters in Ireland are likely to repeal a constitutional ban on abortion. The BBC's Chris Page is in Dublin.
Abortion is a touchstone issue here in Ireland, and the restrictions on abortion are pretty much a legacy of the huge influence of the Catholic Church here over many decades. But in recent years, that influence has much diminished.
If it happens, the Irish Parliament would have to come up with new laws to govern legal abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reactions are coming in from Milwaukee after a tasing incident goes viral. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton is reacting to the video out there regarding the tasing and arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown.
What we want to be able to do is to turn this into something beneficial and constructive for us. The last thing that we want to be viewed as is a backward city that's not taking these issues seriously. So we're taking it serious. I think what we've heard from the police chief is that they're going to take swift action on this situation. What I want us to be able to do as a city, though, is to find the opportunities on how to build on this and take swift action.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump delivers a commencement speech at the U.S. Naval Academy. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
On a brilliantly sunny morning, the president addresses 1,042 midshipmen along with their family members and guests at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland.
The class of 2018 has shown its mettle and it's proved its might. You have earned your place in that ancient league of sailors and shipmates, captains and commanders, warriors and Marines.
President Trump also saying the U.S. is respected again around the globe, and he called the U.S. military the most powerful and righteous force in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.